Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Harrison, Westchester Talk Radio presents I Love My Office with this week's winner, PM Amusements and Special Events here in Harrison, New York. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for the day, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our extraordinary engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Ray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, Oasis Day Spa, the Capitol Theater in Portchester, MSM Designs in Tarrytown, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, and Jay Hilburn stylist, Nancy Carr. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, it is, Mixmaster Matt. And don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. You sure can. We are at Shark Creative. Now, before I bring in my first guest, I want to ask you at home this question. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How would you like to be a part of this very wonderful contest? It's so easy. Here's what you do. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it and enter all your office information, and just like that, you're in it to win it. And you can win some of these fabulous prizes, like these. A bouquet of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florals, an assortment of chocolates from Chocolations, lunch from our friends at Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, and much, much more. But here's the best part of it all. Wait for it. A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, direct from your office. Sound good to you? Good luck from us. And now I'm pleased to bring in our very first guest. We have Mark Damiano, who is the president of PM Amusements. And I just want to tell you a little bit of background on what this is. PM Amusements is an innovative full-service party event company serving Westchester and surrounding areas. And they've been doing this for over 30 years. And Mark, why don't you explain a little bit more about what you do for those who may not know about your fine company?
Well, we provide event planning, amusement rental, and entertainment for all types of corporate and social events. We work with local country clubs, local corporations, and individuals to provide them with the various things they need for an event. Everything from a popcorn machine to a carnival booth to a papa shop basketball game, we provide all of that and the staff to go along with it to create a great event.
Yeah, you have a demonstration booth out there to kind of show people exactly what it would look like if they were to use some of this at one of their events, right?
Sure. Well, today what we did, since it's one of the first nice days of the season, we decided to have this remote outside. So we brought some of our carnival booths, our basketball game, and our giant Jenga and popcorn machine. We brought it all outside in our parking lot.
You really emphasize about taking the worry out of planning these kind of events because, I mean, these corporations, these businesses have enough on their plate, and that's where you guys come in, right?
Absolutely. We do all the important stuff that goes on behind the scenes of an event. All the logistics, all the issues that help the event get up and running on time and enjoyable for all the guests.
Now, you say you have one of the largest inventories of games, amusements, and interactive fun. What's that all like?
Well, as an event planner, we can get just about any piece of equipment you want. If you want a major Ferris wheel, we can provide one. Of course, we don't own that, but we can provide it, manage it, get it to your event, make sure all the details go well, people have fun, and it's taken away at the end of the event. We handle all that for you.
So let's say when a client comes to you for the very first time and wants to use your services, what are some of the most frequently asked questions that they give you?
That they ask us?
Yes.
Well, first, can you suggest some fun stuff? Well, that's a very big question.
Because it's a loaded question, I know.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of stuff we can do. So we kind of ask them questions more importantly. Adults only, adults and kids, outdoor, indoor, timing, special things you might be interested in, a theme. We'll ask all of those questions, and then from that, gather some information and be able to put together a presentation or proposal for them.
Yeah, you have a wide variety of amusement rentals. I mean, first of all, one part is entertainment. Entertainment goes with any thing like this. So what do you offer as far as entertainment?
Oh, we say entertainment. If you want a tarot card reader for your corporate event, we have one. If you want an airbrush artist to paint tattoos or face painting for the kids, we've got one. If you want a DJ or a three-piece band for an event or whatever type of entertainment, we can provide that for you.
And how about event planning services? Let's get more into that.
Okay. Event planning. You may be renting a whole series of pieces of equipment from us. We may be the biggest part of the event, so we need to be involved in the planning of it, where the equipment goes, where it's plugged in. These things need electricity. Timing, when can we get on the property? When do we have to take it away? All that behind-the-scenes stuff to plan the event, to make sure everything goes off well.
And as part of that planning, there's also the brainstorming and consulting process. That's all a part of that, too. So you're trying to, get from point A to point B exactly what the client is looking for?
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned brainstorming. We generally like to be the first call. If you're planning an event, give us a call first. Because I always say, brainstorming's free. We can sit and talk about your event, and I can make suggestions for you based on some of the things you need. If we don't have something, I know where to get it. I can send you off in the right direction. And I could advise you on the various things that you want for your event.
And when it comes to choosing a venue, how does that all get planned out?
They have the venue already picked. You know, I always said you need the place, the food, the fun for a good event. They generally have the place and the food. They bring us in for the fun. Although, occasionally, we are asked to find a venue. You're having a picnic and you want an outdoor venue. So we know many places that we can suggest and the pluses and minuses of those venues, of course, based on what you're looking for for your event.
Now, this started 30 years ago, so about 1988. How did this all get conceived? How did this all get started here?
Actually, 1980.
1980?
Yes, actually May 15th, 1980, so we're coming up on our anniversary, so you can do the math. Actually started with the coin-operated games, the pinball machines and those types of things. Actually, we had an old jukebox in the back of the warehouse. I filled it up with records, and we rented it for a party. We brought it to your home, put it on free play, and you had music all day. So that got me into the rental end of it from day one as well.
And it just kind of really grew from there over time, right?
Oh, absolutely. We would advertise to country clubs in the area that we rent games. We rent popcorn machines, things like that. And then I really got my big start through a company called Atlas Floral Decorators. They were major floral decorators in the city at the Plaza Hotel, the Pierre, Four Seasons, those big hotels. And he opened my eyes to the party business back in the 80s and the need for the types of things that I would provide.
And again, now that's more than three decades later, I mean, where do you see things going from here as far as PM Amusements? As far as like a growth or like other types of events, what do you see going on here?
What types of events do we do?
Yeah.
Well, we specialize in, of course, you know, corporate events. We'll do your company picnic. We'll do your sales meeting, hopefully. We'll do your holiday party. You may be a company that does a Halloween party instead of a Christmas party. So we'll do that. Our goal is to do all the entertainment you need.
Well, if anybody is listening to this and they would like more information about the PM Amusements, where can they contact you, Mark?
Well, of course, at the office. We're at 49 Halstead Avenue in Harrison. Of course, they have our website, pmamusements.com. And of course, get the number, call the office, and speak to one of us. We like to be the first call. We like the personal part of it. And like to get to know you and produce a great event for you.
Wonderful information. Well, Mark, good to have you with us. Congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office this week, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Mark Damiano, ladies and gentlemen, he is the president of PM Amusements and Special Events. He just tuned in. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. Yes, they are. I'm Jim Cleafield, and again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. And we're going to step aside for the short break and be back with more in just a minute.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the parking lot outside BM Amusements and Special Events here in Harrison, New York. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing today? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McKay, our extraordinary engineer. And yes, PM Amusements is our winner of this week's contest for I Love My Office. Again, they're located in Harrison, New York. They've been around for more than 30 years, and they just do a wonderful job of event planning. And just to give you again some of the specs for those of you who may have just tuned in here to our show today, PM Amusements, again, when that special occasion is at hand, they deliver first quality equipment and handle all the details from setup to cleanup to making your event a smashing success. They really take the worry out of the whole process, from entertainment to picking a venue, you name it, they do all of that. And joining us now, our next guest here, she's an event planner here with PM Amusements. Her name is Laura Pollack. And Laura, first of all, congratulations to all of you and the wonderful staff here at PM Amusements on winning the contest.
Hi, thank you.
How many years have you been here?
About 5 years now.
And tell us specifically what you do as an event planner. What's it like for you on a daily basis in that job?
Well, this is a good example of what we do. Most of the year we're outside like this at events with the games and stuff like that. And I do a lot of planning from the office as well. You know, floor plans, site layouts, planning the right entertainment for whatever group we're dealing with.
And I ask this question of all of the employees wherever we go for I Love My Office. So why do you love working here? You've been here for 5 years, but what do you love most about working here at PM Amusements?
It's different every day. Every event's different. Different things come up at every event that you have to solve, and it's really fun. It's very rewarding when you see all the guests come in and have a great time and everyone has a smile on their face.
We talked with Mark, who's the president, and he kind of outlined like what the planning process is like from the very beginning. So let's say you meet a client for the first time. I know they have many questions, like what exactly they want out of that, what the setup is. That's what you help them with?
Yeah, sure. Deciding what's the best entertainment for their group. So sometimes people call for something, but it turns out maybe there's a different piece of entertainment that's better for their group and the goals of their event.
Yeah, the fact is that whether they're planning, let's say, a circus theme, a picnic, black tie dinner dance. I mean, it really does run the gamut. Whatever their needs are, they go to you with whatever questions they have about what they like to see, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do everything, indoor casinos, outdoor carnivals, and everything in between. So there's a lot of entertainment to pick from.
Is there one type of event that's more popular than others? What do you do as a group there? There are all kinds you do here, but is anything that's really, really popular?
Outdoor picnics are very popular, company picnics. We do picnics for up to 3,000 guests. So you get a lot out of it when you have an employee picnic.
And you know, being out on a day like this, I mean, one of the nicest days we've had of the year so far, it would be ideal for an event, let's say, if you were doing something outdoors.
Yeah, this is gorgeous weather.
Yeah. And Mark was also talking about the brainstorming and consulting part of the process. He kind of explained that a little bit at the outset of the show. Do you get involved with that aspect, too, just in terms of what you're looking for in terms of a client saying, okay, this is what we want for our party, our event, whatever that may be, right?
Exactly, yeah. A lot of our clients call us and we'll recommend what they should do for their event. Even if we don't bring something in, we'll still tell them the best fit for their event and how they can meet the goals of the event.
And how about hiring vendors? What's that like, doing that?
It's fun. Our vendors are really responsible. We're always on time. Everything is always early ahead of time. That's kind of what we do. We come in early. We stay till late. That's kind of where we are.
Is there kind of a satisfaction you get on your end of it saying you see these happy clients, they're really having fun, that what you did was really worthwhile? You made somebody happy. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Yeah. On a daily basis, you always feel that way? Wherever you go, wherever that event might be, you always have that same feeling from the time you start, from the time you finish, right?
Always, yeah. It's very rewarding, especially events we do every year. Some events I've been doing for 5 years now. It's rewarding coming back and helping out again.
Well, anybody listening to this, Laura, would like more information, maybe they can contact you. They have an idea for an event. They can call you or email, right?
Sure. Go to our website and hit the Contact Us page, and you can get a hold of us that way.
Wonderful information. Laura Pollack, event planner, PM Amusements, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on all of you winning the contest this week for I Love My Office.
Thank you.
Laura Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. And again, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. We're actually in the parking lot on this fine Thursday here outside PM Amusements here in Harrison, New York, as they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. Jim Cleveland with you here today, along with the Mixmaster Matty the K-McCain, our wonderful engineer. We're having a great time here broadcasting live. We're going to step aside for this short break, and we'll return with more of I Love My Office in just a moment.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live on a beautiful Thursday here in the parking lot outside PM Amusements and Special Events in Harrison, New York. They are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Shane Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster Matty the K-McCain, our extraordinary engineer. And yes, PM Amusements and Special Events, again, they're located here in Harrison. And what they are, again, for those of you who just tuned into our show, I'll explain it a little bit to you. They're an innovative full-service party event company serving Westchester, of course, and as well as surrounding areas. And they've been doing this for more than three decades. It's been well since 1980. They have professional staff that's taken the worry out of special events for leading hotels, corporations, clubs, and many other organizations. Yes, even families, too. Anybody can work with them as well. And with that being said, we have our next guest with us. We have Chris Lane with us, and he is an event manager here at PM Amusements. He's been doing this for a year. Before that, yep. He was in our crazy business here in radio, right?
Yeah, I've been event managing and event planning business, I was doing your guys' job. I was behind the boards and making sure everybody was talking proper on the mic and making sure the levels was right for about, I'd say, 10 years, 9, 10 years now.
So, that's a long time. So you really get an appreciation for what we do because
of course,
you've been there.
Of course,
you've been there, done that.
As soon as I heard you guys were coming in, I got the itch again, you know, the radio itch when you've been away from something for so long. And I'm just excited you guys are here. And I'm this, whatever you guys are doing, like, the remotes, and you guys brought in a massage therapist.
Yes,
this is great.
Yeah,
this is
one
amazing.
Of our sponsors today is Oasis Day Spa. They're one of the sponsors of ours for the contest. And for those of you who may not know, they're across the way from us. They're giving free massages to all of the clients that we have here. And I've tried that myself. They do a wonderful job.
Do this.
They really do.
I'm gonna go ahead and get one right after this because I saw one of our guys, Sydney, go over there. I said, Sid, they have a massage therapist. He just like ran over.
Yeah, in addition to that, we have other wonderful prizes. We've got a bouquet of flowers here from our friends at Grey Rock. We got lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. You get all kinds of wonderful stuff here, Chris.
Excellent.
So let's talk about what you do. We just spoke earlier with Laura Pollack, who is the event planner. Now, that's before the event begins. Now, this should be kind of obvious, I guess, but as the event manager, you manage things when the event is actually going on, correct?
I do a little bit more than that. So she'll set it up with the client. You know, we want this here, that there, you know, what games they want. And after that's done, I take over from there. So I'll go get the games, and I'll bring them to the location. I'll talk with the client and see the layout of the event, and I'll set things up and make sure everything is running proper, make sure when the staff comes in, make sure they're prepared on the games and such, and then from there, once everything's running, make sure everything runs smoothly, and if there's any hiccups, I'm there to pick up the pieces and make sure everything continues to run smooth.
Well, you've been here for a year.
Yes.
So I want to ask you this question. What do you love most about working here in the year that you've been with PM Amusements?
Oh, man. The variety. You know, when I got into when I first heard event planner, I always thought like nightclubs. You know, for some whatever reason that may be, I thought nightclubs, like big birthday parties at a club and all your friends are there and they, you know, bring out the decor. Now, that's part of it, but I didn't imagine that event, like the stuff that I'm doing here as an event manager and all the planning that we do, I never imagined that I'd be doing big corporate gigs where we're bringing in carnival tents and setting up rides and old school carnival games and classic games and such. So it was really eye opening, and the variety of the different events that we do is pretty amazing. You know, I've done everything from we've done casinos, we do typical school fairs. Then we also set up events on like ferry rides and boats and stuff. So that's pretty cool too.
Having been in the radio industry as you've been for so long, I mean, did that kind of in some ways prepare you for doing this job in some way?
You know what? Yes. I was surprised how much of the stuff that I did in radio translated over to here. You know, as you guys know, when you guys do radio, you have to make sure everything's in order, you have to make sure everything's working, and you have to be timely. And all those three things come into play here at PM Amusements and every event that we do. That's pretty much.
Yeah, it's time management.
Yeah,
I mean, it works
exactly,
both ways. I mean,
exactly.
Like radio, you got to meet deadlines, certain time frames, and I'm sure it's the same thing for you as an event manager wherever you go, right?
Yeah. When I used to do this, I hate bringing up my past, but when I used to do radio, every time I used to do a remote, I used to come in 2 hours before and set up everything, make sure everything works, and it's to the T, the same thing here. We come in two to three hours before an event. We set everything up and make sure everything's running, and make sure we have a little time to repair stuff. And then if things aren't running smooth, then make sure everything is like perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of your basic training for this, right?
pretty much.
So, I mean, now that you've been here for a year, where do you see things going for you personally, and with this job? And of course, PM Amusements. I mean, it's grown by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Since it started way back in 1980.
Yeah, I think we're going to keep growing. I think as the times change, we're going to change. Nowadays people are into nostalgia, you know, I remember when we used to do this, and, you know, and that's what we bring. And I think that trend is going to continue because, I don't see it going anywhere else. You know, we're going to bring in more games. We're going to bring in more, more variety in what we do here. And I can only see us getting, bigger and better.
So if anybody has any questions, I guess, you know, certainly they would go to Laura because she's the planner. But they
yes.
could also contact you if they have any specific questions, let's say, even during the event, perhaps?
Sure. They can come to me. I guess I'll give out my email. My email is chris@pmamusements.com.
Okay.
Really simple.
Very easy to remember, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And again, we're broadcasting live Westchester Chalk Radio. We're actually under a tent here outside on this beautiful day, and they actually have a demonstration tent across the way. Some basketball games, popping balloons, all kinds of good stuff, right?
Yeah, we got the balloon pop out. We have the Whack'em Cats, which is your old school carnival game where you take the beanbags and you have to knock down the three cats down, and you get a prize. It's really cool. We got the double shot, like you said. We also have Giant Jenga in the corner. We also have our popcorn machine. If you guys in between breaks want to have popcorn, feel free.
Absolutely. It's
out
there.
Yeah, we're all out there.
Great. Well, Chris Lane, good to have you with us. Good to have an old radio friend with us here.
Man.
And best of luck to you. And congratulations to all of you on winning I Love My Office. Well deserved.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Chris Lane, ladies and gentlemen, event manager with PM Amusements and Special Events. That's where we're broadcasting from. We're outside in the tent, outside PM Amusements, as they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for this short break and return with more right after this word of interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live inside the tent outside of PM Amusements and Special Events here in Harrison, New York. And you ask why? Well, because they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm with you today, along with the mix master, Matty the K, the great engineer. As always, thank you much, buddy. And we want to let you know, of course, we're here at this winning office. And PM Amusements in Harrison has been around for more than 30 years. They take the worry out of event planning, whatever that may be, whether you're a family, a corporation, you name it, they do it. And just looking around here, of course, we're broadcasting from the parking lot. They have a demonstration booth of what you would typically see in an event. They have a basketball game. They've got pop balloons, a photo booth. And we also have with us here today Oasis Day Spa, as they're giving free massages to our winning clients as well. We also have lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina in White Plains, and the bouquet of flowers from Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. That's just a small sampling of what you see here if you go to our website and try to win this I Love My Office contest. Now, joining us here, representing our winning office, is Sid Nicholson, and he is event staff here at PM Amusements. And Sid, good to have you with us. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, you've been here now for a year and a half, so although it's been a relatively short time for you, why do you love working here? What's the best part of it?
Well, as you can see right now, we are outside here on this beautiful day. You know, normally you don't have a lot of jobs that allow you to come out here and just, you know, have a great time, and this job really allows that.
Prior to coming here to PM Amusements, where did you work before that?
This is actually my first job, believe it or not.
Really?
But, yeah. So, like, you know, I did volunteer work, you know, a lot. So I have experience, you know, doing this kind of thing, but this is actually my first, you know, job.
Well, let me ask you this. Having been a volunteer, did that kind of help prepare you to come here to work at a place like this?
Yeah, definitely. Because, like, one place I went to, you know, they had us serving food to the homeless, and, you know, a lot of the times you learn a lot of the intricacies, you know the word.
Right?
Yeah. The right. Of, you know, like being a waiter and being a busboy and all that stuff. So, you know, it helps here, you know, serving people, you know, always smiling, you know, have a good time, conversation, you know, all that.
I remember being a busboy myself. I think it was over 30 plus years ago. And then really, it was a hard job, but it really gives you a learning experience in terms of how to interact with people. I think that kind of, in some ways, kind of prepared me and for this many years later, and I'm sure it's prepared you in the same way.
Yeah. Like, for this, like, you know, it's just, you know, just go there and talk, have a good time, you know. Really, you want to try and be, like, social and stuff is which what, I, you know, I try to do. Like, you know, normally I'm kind of, like, quiet and, you know, a little nervous. But after this job, you know, I gained a lot of confidence and, you know.
So really, as event staffs, you're in the field most of the time. So kind of take us through, let's say, when the time you first get there and what's it like, you know, being a member of the event staff. What do you actually do on an event-to-event basis?
So basically, we'll drive there and, you know, we'll find a client. We'll talk to her or him and, you know, we'll figure out where everything wants to go. Then we'll set it up and then, you know, we'll make sure everything's okay. You know, everything's perfect. And then after that, we oversee it and make sure everything goes great and everyone has a good time.
Yeah, so what is it like interacting with the clients and the attendees? I mean, when you see those happy faces, you know you're doing your job, right?
Yeah. You know, like, it is rewarding because, like, a lot of the kids, you know, they'll come and, you know, they'll be, like, you know, nervous or whatever. But, you know, you reassure them, you know, they have a good time. You give them prizes and, you know, they have their smiling, happy faces. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, just like just seeing the smiles on those faces, when you know you're having a good time, maybe you've done your job, and that's really important because it's making that client happy, that customer happy. That's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's a very rewarding job, you know. To they're having fun, I'm having fun. You know, everybody here is having fun.
One of our other guests, I asked why you love working here, and I think she said variety is one reason. I mean,
definitely.
It's no 2 days are the same for you, right?
Yeah, no, like. Every group of kids or adults is different in the way they'll interact with you, what they'll say, you know, their little funny dances they'll do after they win a prize. You know, it's honestly a lot of fun.
I mean, it's nice to know when you go to a job and you know you're going to be happy where you are and it's just fun to work. I mean, you certainly appreciate it. Again, it's your first job, so I mean, it's a great start for you.
You know, like a lot of people, you know, I'll talk to my friends and they'll be like, oh man, you know, I hate coming into work. I hate doing this. You know, it's stuffy out, it's stuffy inside, you know, but really here, we're either on cold days, we're inside. On the warm, beautiful days like this, we're just outside, you know, in the sun, having a good time.
Well, you got to feel very lucky, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's great to talk to you, Sid. Best
Thank
of luck
you.
To you,
too.
And congratulations to all of you on winning the contest. I Love My Office.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sid Nicholson, ladies and gentlemen, he's a member of the event staff here at PM Amusements and Special Events. We're broadcasting from the tent outside the offices here because they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest, Westchester Talk Radio is. My name is Jim Cleefield, and just to let you know, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. Back with more right after this.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel. But the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from the parking lot here at PM Amusements and Special Events, as they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac-K, and our engineer. And we're here celebrating, of course, the fact that they won this I Love My Office contest. And we have another guest joining us right now. Her name is Susie McNamee, and she is with the Osborne. And for those of you Westchester Talk Radio listeners, very loyal listeners who listen to I Love My Office, yes, they won our contest not that long ago. And Susie, good to have you with us here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And tell us exactly what you do with the Osborne in relation to what we're doing here at PM Amusements.
Sure. I work with the independent residents and provide activities and programs for them. And every year we have a Monte Carlo night that PM Amusements comes in with staff, gambling tables, craps, roulette, spinning wheels, we play 21, and they do an excellent job. They're polite. They are great with the residents. They're attentive, and you can't ask for any better help than what you get from PM Amusements.
Now, you've known the owner here, Mark, for many, many years, really since the very beginning when this all started, about 1980 or so?
I'd say we started working in the mid-80s when I had my own promotion company working, doing programs for various magazines, and would hire Mark for any kind of job. He would make it happen. That continued for some years, and then about 8 years ago, I hired him at the Rye Chamber of Commerce for our annual Mistletoe Magic event, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we close Purchase Street. And PM Amusements has provided all, from tents to inflatables to sand art to popcorn machines to, they do everything. And if they don't have it, they find it for you. And they've never let me down in all the years.
Well, one thing I certainly learned being here today, Susie, is that they really do run the gamut. They do every type of event you can imagine, weddings, corporate events, you name it, they do it.
They do, and Mark is very good at the logistics and the details and the timing, and that's his specialty.
Yeah, you say he's very meticulous in his planning. I mean, to make sure that event gets started on time and make sure those clients, those customers go home happy at the end of the day, right?
They're very happy.
Yeah.
Very pleased.
So you've been doing this with the Osborne for many, many years, so I'm sure the seniors that are living there, when they see something from PM Amusements, that's got to really brighten their day, don't you think?
Yes, and they love the Monte Carlo event.
That's their popular?
It's a big event. It's a big budget event, but it's really fun, and it's very well attended, and we only do it once a year, but it's the highlight activity.
And we've actually had a chance to be on the campus. Do you usually spread out around all the Osborne, on the outside or maybe something inside the building?
For the Monte Carlo, it takes place in the Sterling Lounge, which is the room, a large, living room off the auditorium. And he spreads all the tables out there. We've done other events using PM Amusements. We did a Fun in the Sun event last summer, and he provided someone who, along the paved sidewalks, rode a unicycle and juggled I forget what is with the plates, turn the plates. So Mark knows the campus, and he's adaptable anywhere.
Yeah, so really it sounds to me like it's a great partnership between PM and also the Osborne. They really work well together, it sounds like.
They do, and they also work well with the Rye City Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. So all year round you do these things for them at Osborne? It's all year round, right?
Yes.
Just during the warm months?
No, it's my job.
Yeah, so you see, certainly, if anybody comes to you, asks you about PM Amusements, you highly would recommend Mark and all the fine staff here for all their event needs, whatever they want, right?
There's no one else besides PM Amusements, ever.
It really is. Well, Susie, it is great to have you with us here, and we're really enjoying our fun here at the parking lot. And for those of you listening at home, check them out, PM Amusements and Special Events. I mean, they're just a great company, and they've been around for over 35 years. Give them a call. Go onto their website for more information, right?
Perfect. Yep.
Thank you, Susie.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Susie McNamee, ladies and gentlemen, with the Osborne joining us. And again, Westchester Talk Radio Broadcasting Day. We're here under the tent of the parking lot outside PM Amusements and Special Events. They're located in Harrison, New York. And yes, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. We're going to take this short break and be back with more in just a moment.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we've been broadcasting live today here in the parking lot outside PM Amusements and Special Events in Harrison, New York. And the reason we're here, they are this week's winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the great mix master, Matty the K. McKay, and our engineer. And as I said, we've been here at this winning office. You know, we brought in some lunch from Sundance Kitchen and Cantina. We got flowers from Grey Rock Florist. We got Oasis Day Spa across the way, giving free massages, all kinds of good things. We do that for all of our winners. It's part of this wonderful contest here. And yes, PM Amusements, they are this week's winners, and they've been around for over 30 years, taking the worry out of event planning. It's regardless of whether you're a corporation or even a family, anybody, you know, can use their help. And at the beginning of the show, we talked with Mark Damiano. He is the president, of course, of PM Amusements, but we want to bring in his daughter, Liz, right?
Yeah.
And
hi.
Yes, and good to have you with us. Congratulations. And the reason we bring you in here is because you really have seen this almost from the very beginning. And you told me a wonderful story off the air, Liz, about one of your birthday parties as a result of your association with PM Amusements and, of course, your wonderful dad. Go tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I grew up in, you know, very much involved in the business. And what we were talking about before is that me, my brother, and sister were very lucky to all have been born within 5 days of each other. So growing up, our birthday parties were basically these large carnivals, you know, and we would have all, you know, celebrated all one day. All of our friends would be there, almost the entire school, and it would just be this big carnival. It was so much fun. And we would do it every year. I mean, I remember one year we're having it. We used to have it in our backyard in Rybrook, where we grew up. And my dad had a little train, this, you know, train power. It would go all around the neighborhood, pick some people up, bring them back. It was great. It was so much fun.
So really, not just any birthday party. I mean, you felt extra special because of all these wonderful things that PM Amusements do, and you got to experience that time and again, right?
Yeah, and I've had people, a couple years ago, I remember running into this guy that I went to school with in the Hamptons, in the middle of Montauk, and he goes, "I'll never forget your birthday parties."
A birthday like no other,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you've done it more than once. It wasn't a one-time deal, right?
Oh, my gosh, no. We would have it every year.
Yeah.
I would do it now if
like
I could.
Like a tradition, right?
Yeah. Maybe I should this year. It's coming up in May.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a wonderful day for something like this. That's for sure. I know you do outdoor and indoor events all year round. You go to all different places here.
Yeah.
And you've actually had a chance to work with PM Amusements. So you've got to experience a lot of the joy that we had seen in some of the employees that worked with some here about a year and a half. And they just love coming here.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. From when I was younger, you know, before I could actually work for my dad, we would, you know, my mom, my brother and sister, we would come to a lot of the events. It was just so much fun. There was just this really great family sort of time that we would have together. And then as I got older, you know, I was working behind carnival booths. So I've made popcorn. I know the tricks to making cotton candy. I would actually get, it's funny, my husband who's here today too, I would get him to, when we were younger, you know, we went to high school together, I would get him and all of our friends together and we would all work together and it'd be great. You know, it didn't always feel like working. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's easy to say, you know, why you love working at this office, but you painted a wonderful picture of all the experiences you've had since this all started.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a lot, you know, and my most recent venture was kind of coming in and hopping on this sort of social media wave and really focusing on a lot of the marketing that we do. You know, but again, as we talked before, one of the things I admire so much about my dad and his business is that for 36 years, he's really been operating on word of mouth and referral based business. And that really speaks to who he is as a person and as a business owner.
Isn't that refreshing? I mean, in this Facebook, Twitter, Instagram world, that that face-to-face contact, that word of mouth still is effective in bringing business in.
Yeah, it's so important. And I think, you know, now people sort of focus so much on it, and then you forget who's the person actually behind all of these pictures or videos. Who is that? And it's just, like I said, I really admire it about him.
It's one thing to like to explain it on a tablet or a computer, but to actually be face-to-face with a potential client, I mean, that there's mm-hmm. something with that connection that you make with them. And if they're happy, they'll come back again and again, right?
Again and again. And, I mean, before, when you were talking, I had a phone call. Someone, you know, said, oh, actually, this person who I work with now used to work for you guys, highly recommended you. We'd love to work with you. I mean, it happens all the time.
And again, just these wonderful events that we did, Real Explanation of Entertainment, you name it. We've got a sample of the demonstration booth. We're actually broadcasting from inside the tent. They have a basketball game over there, a variety, so much more, right?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, you can do from, like, you know, I think Chris said it before, from doing casino parties to doing a carnival to doing massive corporate events. You know, there's big summer parties that they have for all their employees every year, down to, you know, a bar bat mitzvah and someone's backyard party.
Yeah, weddings, really do whatever it is.
Whatever it is, they will make it work.
Can we say the sky's the limit here?
I think we can.
Yeah.
I think we can.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying because we're outside. I'm just saying yeah. The sky's the limit. Any possibilities.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, it's great to have you on with us, and congratulations to your dad and wonderful success, and to everybody here at PM Amusements on winning I Love My Office. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day. We are.
Thanks. Thank you so much for coming here. This was awesome.
Liz Damiano, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. She's the daughter of Mark Damiano, the president of PM Amusements and Special Events here in Harrison, New York. They're located, by the way, at Halstead Avenue, for those of you who may be asking that. And that'll wrap it up for this segment of Westchester Talk Radio. This has been I Love My Office. Special thanks to all of our sponsors, if I may. Joseph Richard Florals, Ray Rock Florist, Chocolations, Oasis Day Spa, The Capitol Theater, MSM Design, Sundance Kitchen and Cantina, Jay Bird, Hilburn, and stylist Nancy Carr. Thanks to all of you for your fine help as well. This has been I Love My Office. I want to, on behalf of our crew, Maddie the K. McCain, our great engineer, thank you for helping us. And, of course, Andrew Castellano, CEO of Shark Media and Shark Radio. Thanks to you for all your hard work as well. And thanks to you at home, our wonderful audience. We appreciate you joining us as well. That'll do it for today. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Cleefield. Take care.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.